This is the morning service for March the 29th, 2020. Let's read the scripture and then I'll pray. So if you have your Bibles, open them up to the book of Ephesians. We're going to read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And let's pray together. Father, thank you for another time in your word. And I pray that as we hear it preached, that you would speak to our hearts. I pray there would be people listening that don't know Christ, that need to believe in him and receive him as their Savior. And then, Father, I pray for the many Christians that listen. Help us to realize again what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to not take our salvation for granted. Help us to always be grateful for what Jesus did for us on Calvary. Help us to live our life in a way that reflects that gratitude. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. I've entitled this sermon, Awake, Arise. And the text verse is verse 14, where the Bible says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. That verse is a sermon in itself. Here's the three points. A sinner described. Awake thou that sleepest. A sinner addressed, and arise from the dead. And a sinner pointed to Christ, and Christ shall give thee light. And so let's look at them. The first part of the verse, awake thou that sleepest. That's how you could describe a sinner. A person that's not saved is asleep. A person that's not converted is asleep. A person that's not walking in the light of Christ's grace is asleep. Doesn't matter what time of day it is. It could be six o'clock in the evening. It could be midnight. It could be 6 o'clock in the morning. It could be noon. Everyone that has not received Christ could be described as being asleep. Now, I'm not talking about those people that work different shifts that have to sleep different times of the day. But I'm talking about somebody that, you know, has a normal day's activity, has a normal day's work, that's still asleep, that doesn't do that activity and is asleep. He's asleep at 9 o'clock in the morning. He's asleep at noon. He's still asleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And when we think about somebody like that, who is lazy and wastes their life by sleeping, we don't think of of them in a very complimentary manner. They're lazy. They're shiftless. They're still snoring at lunchtime, and we don't think kind thoughts about them. And yet, I think that's how the Bible, in this particular instance, describes a sinner. They're asleep when they should be awake. They're asleep. See, the Bible never compliments sinners. The world always wants to dress up sin. We call it a disease. We call it an alternate lifestyle. We call it a choice that a person makes. But the Bible always speaks the plain, hard truth. It's sin. It's an abomination to God. The wages of sin are death. The wages of sin are hell. That's why some people don't like the Bible. They don't like a preacher who preaches this. They don't like a church where it's preached. It doesn't matter where you live it or not. Truth is still truth. If you are not awakened to the knowledge of sin, you're asleep. If you're not awakened to its penalty and its punishment, you're asleep. If you're not aware of that, you can't shake it off yourself. You're destined for death. You're destined for the punishment of sin. You're destined for hell. You are asleep. You need to awake. Awake, thou that sleepest, is a call to every sinner. The truth is being preached. You're asleep. You can't hear it. You can't appreciate it because you're asleep. Let me illustrate. You go into somebody's room that's asleep. You tell them the truth. Hey, your hair's messed up. Your socks don't match. Your belt's twisted. They're asleep. They can't hear the truth, even though the truth would be helpful to them. But they can't hear it because they're asleep. In order to hear the truth, you've got to wake up. Adam was a heavy sleeper. And of course, he's deaf in one ear. And he won't wake up with the radio playing softly when the alarm comes on. I've known times in his life where he's had to get two alarm clocks, a strobe light that flashes, and a tape recorder where he's recorded, get up, get up, get up, and that finally wakes him up. It's the same thing in a spiritual sense. A person that is asleep spiritually is not just like somebody sleeping in a bed. A person that is asleep spiritually is in mortal danger. It's like being asleep in a house that's on fire. Or it's like being asleep on the railroad tracks when the train is coming. Death is coming. And what comes after death is far worse. What comes after death is an eternity without Christ. If they die, they will go to hell. If they die, they will face God and be judged without an advocate. The advocate that we as Christians have in the Lord Jesus Christ, they'll be judged without a mediator, somebody to go between them and God. And they need to awake. They need to awake now. And by the way, a person who passes a house on fire, knowing there's somebody asleep, or a person who passes somebody asleep on the railroad tracks, knows that a train is coming, is not much of a person. And it's not a Christian, is not much of a Christian if they don't try to wake up sinners. And by the way, you don't do that in a whisper. You don't do that with a sweet, soothing song. You get loud. You bang on a pot. You jump up and down. You put your all into it and you say, wake up, wake up. You're a sinner. The wages of sin is death. God loves you. He's provided a way of escape. Jesus died for you. And if you believe in him and receive him, he'll forgive you. He'll make you a child. He'll give you a home in heaven. The Bible says, for by grace are ye saved. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. A person that's asleep can't hear. Awake thou that sleepest. That's the first step. The second step is in the second part of that verse. Arise from the dead. Now, it's got to be in this sequence. You can't get up, you can't arise until you wake up. I guess in some cases, there are people that sleepwalk. They get up before they wake up, but they're still in trouble. My brother one time was sleepwalking. He actually went out the front door and walked down the street. And if my dad hadn't heard him go out the door, don't tell him where he would have ended up. But the norm, you got to follow the normal progression. You got to wake up, and then you need to get up. Every person who wakes up is not a person who gets up. And some make a big difference between waking up and getting up. It's not so hard to awaken some people, but it's a big job to get them up. And again, it's one thing to wake up, but it's entirely another thing to get up. And sometimes there's lots of things that come in between waking up and getting up. So let me ask you the question. How many of you use the snooze button on your alarm clocks? It's a perfect illustration of this point. So your alarm goes off. You wake up. You know you're supposed to get up. But you're warm. You're comfortable. What's the rush? I've got plenty of time. I'll just lay here for a while. And so what we do is we push the snooze button and we sleep a little longer. I had a roommate in college one time that had a 1 hour snooze button. When he pushed the snooze button on his alarm clock, it didn't go off for another hour. And I asked him, I said, why don't you just set your alarm 1 hour later? And he says, well, when the alarm goes off and I push the snooze button, I feel like I'm getting something extra. I feel like I'm getting an extra hour of sleep. And I never did understand it, but that's how he felt. Now, The same thing is true in a spiritual sense. And it's illustrated at just about every service where the gospel is preached. Lost people are there. Unsaved people are there. And they're awake. Now, sometimes they're not awake, but most of the times they're awake. And they hear the truth. And they hear the gospel. But they won't get up. They won't rise up from the dead. They won't get saved. Satan tells that person the same thing that we tell ourselves when we hit the snooze button. Hey, the place where you are now is comfortable. If you get saved, you're going to have to make all sorts of changes in your life. Why don't you just stay right where you are? What's the rush? You've got plenty of time. Go back to sleep. Just go back to sleep. Truth is, they're asleep in a graveyard. They're lying among bones, among rotting, decaying bodies of others. And they're headed in the same direction. The wages of sin is death. If they stay asleep, they are going to die. They may be awake, but if they don't get up, they're going to die. And if they don't get up, they might go back to sleep and never wake up again. And there are some cases where they don't get up and the Holy Spirit says, okay, sleep on. I've convicted you time after time after time after time. I've tried to woo you to Christ time after time after time. And the Holy Spirit says, I'm done. Now, nobody knows when this is in a person's life. No person knows how many times the Holy Spirit woos us to Christ. And we're going to talk about it in the service that's for the evening service for March 29th about quenching the Holy Spirit. But in that sermon, I'm going to remind people that the unpardonable sin, the sin that God can't forgive, is somebody ignoring the Holy Spirit's call to come to Christ. And there is a time in every sinner's life. And again, nobody knows when this time is. But there's a time when they say no to God so many times that the Holy Spirit says, okay, I'm done. I'm going to quit calling. Bible says, Ephraim is joined to his idols. Let him alone. And so I say to those that are asleep and to those that are awake but won't get up, see who your bedfellows are. See the skeletons that are lying next to you. See the rotting corpse that you're lying with. See death and the hell that awaits you. Jump up. Leap up out of your sleeping position and cry out to God, save me, save me. And that's what you need to do. If you're listening to this and you've never believed on Christ, you've never asked him to be your savior, you need to wake up. You need to hear the truth. And then you need to get up and say to Christ, I know I'm a sinner, and we're all sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one. We all come short of the glory of God. And God, I understand that there's a penalty for that sin. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is being separated from you. But say to God, I'm a sinner, and I know there's a wage for sin, but I believe what the Bible says. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. He paid for my sins. He took my place, and I am awake. I am up, and I'm asking Jesus to be my Savior. I receive him. I want to take the gift of salvation that you offer to every person, and you were able to offer it because of what Christ did on the cross. So arise, get up, and ask Jesus to be your Savior. And then number three, Christ shall give thee light. Jesus is the light of the world. A person that's sleeping loves darkness, but a person that's awake and up wants light. If we're awake and up, darkness gives us a feeling of fear and gloom. But when we have light, when we're awake and are up, light gives us strength and hope. So wake up, get up. Christ will give you the light to walk in. Psalms 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and to light and a light unto my path. A sinner walks through the darkness of this world alone. But somebody that's saved, somebody that has their sins forgiven, walks with the light of the world in the light of his word toward a place where there is no night, where there is no darkness, because God is the light of heaven. If you're hearing this and you've never received Christ, do what this verse says. Awake, hear the truth, get up, ask Jesus to save you, and then walk with the light of this world. Walk with Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the admonition that comes in this verse. I pray for every person that's asleep. I pray for every person that doesn't know Christ. Help them to wake up. Help them to hear the truth. Help them to call on Christ and then to walk in his light. I pray for the many Christians that hear this. There was a time in our life when we were asleep and we woke up and we got up and we received Christ as our Savior. Now help us to walk in that light. Help us to walk with the light of the world. Help us to walk in the light that he provides to a place that there'll be no darkness, to heaven. And Father, help us to do what we can to take as many others with us. Help us to be faithful and bold in our witnessing to other people. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.